The mixed feelings and joy of delivering a baby in the field. A lot of anxiety, a lot of hope, and exhilaration on a new child coming into the world. I want to share an experience I had when I was on a rescue. I'm Robert Linnell. I'm a paramedic captain now, a supervisor with LA City Fire. When I was on a rescue, my partner and I were called to a possible childbirth, imminent birth. It was late at night. We knocked on a door, and my partner, Carl, spoke Spanish, and it was a Spanish family. And the father apparently answered the door and said, "Oh, come in here," back in the bedroom. So we walked in and were very careful not to walk over a lot of sleeping bags in the living room, and went back to the bedroom to find his wife sitting on the edge of the bed, quite ready to deliver and moaning a little bit. She'd probably just had some contractions. And we found out that they were about 2 minutes apart. So we knew it could be imminent birth. And we asked about the sleeping bags and the children in the living room. Were those hers? Oh, yes, those are her children, too. So now we really are hurrying up because we know she's going to have the child any minute. So Carl ran out and got the gurney. And we were going to transport her as quickly as we could to the hospital. And also to bring in the OB kit in case we had to deliver there in the bedroom. As Carl was getting the gurney, I was getting some information from the father, the best I could, and suddenly the wife asked if she could go to the bathroom, and it was right near the bedroom. So she went on to the bathroom, and as she got to the bathroom door, we could still see her. She started to scream, "Ay, ay, 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 ay," and she leaned against the wall, sliding down the wall, legs spreading apart, and baby's head coming out. I ran in there, dove on the floor just about with my hands, and caught the head of that child before it hit the tile floor. And there we were, all messed up and delivered a child. My partner comes in and says, "Oh, what happened?" And I said, looks like we had a baby, huh? So I took care of the child and cut the cord and wrapped him up and got him crying. He pinked up real well. The mother was fine, and Carl helped her up onto the bed, and we got ready to go to the hospital. And the father said, "Oh, no, no, dos niños, dos niños." And I looked at Carl, and Carl looked at me, and I said, "This one's yours." She laid back on the bed. And with just one explosive contraction, she popped out the second child before Carl could get his gloves on. And he, too, was quite messed up. Anyway, we wiped off that child and warmed it up. It also pinked up. Real healthy little child. Got the mother put on the gurney, and we held the babies, and we asked the father on the way out, "Well, what are the names for the record?" And he looked at his wife. She looked at him. And they said, "No say. Don't know." And he looked at us and said, "What is your name?" "I'm Robert, and your partner name is Carl." "Okay, the first one will be Roberto, the second one will be Carlos." And that was one of my favorite experiences. And since I am a twin, it was even more memorable for me.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.